yesterday's attacks on another thing.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Iran, an oil-rich country in the Middle East. The Islamic Republic sits on the world's fourth-largest oil and second-largest gas reserves. It holds nearly a tenth of the world's crude reserves. Strait of Hormuz, a water passage in the Persian Gulf through which nearly 30% of world's seaborne oil shipments pass, lies in Iran's territorial waters. Iran is the third largest oil producer in the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC. Given its strategic position, the country has always attracted the attention of global oil industry giants. In 2012, Iran's energy sector was hit by the U.S.-led sanctions, reducing the country's crude exports from 2.5 million barrels per day to nearly 1 million barrels per day. As a result of the sanctions imposed by the United States and the European Union, Iran's exports of crude oil and lease condensate dropped to their lowest level since 1986. The sanctions also negatively affected investment in Iran's oil sector, cutting crude production sharply. In July 2015, Iran and the five permanent members of UN Security Council plus Germany clinched a deal following marathon talks. Under the international agreement, Tehran agreed to put curbs on its nuclear program in exchange for removal of unilateral sanctions. The country is now pumping 3.7 million barrels of crude oil per day and seeks to regain its market share of pre-sanctions levels of 4 million barrels per day. Tehran has already unveiled plans to attract $200 billion of investment to expand its energy sector over the next 5 years. Many foreign companies, including oil giants, have kept their eyes on Iran as an untapped emerging market of 80 million people, which is also seen as a gateway to regional markets of 400 million. Thanks to its genuine political culture, high security level, as well as well-educated young population, Iran has long been deemed as a haven for foreign investors. In the latest sign of interest in Iran from international energy companies, oil and gas giant Royal Dutch Shell PLC signed a deal with Tehran to explore future projects in the oil-rich country in early December.
Today we gather here to mark a new chapter in Shell's relation with the National Iranian Oil Company and the Ministry of Petroleum, with whom we have enjoyed fruitful cooperation over the years. Through this agreement that we're signing today, we're coming together to open preliminary discussions and carry out evaluations and assessments regarding potential oil and gas fields.
Well, I'm delighted that they are moving forward in their cooperation in the oil and gas sector with the Iranian government. And I think this is a very positive sign that we are making together. We are making progress in implementing the JCPOA following the nuclear agreement, and big areas of cooperation such as Royal Dutch Shell and the NIOC are planning signals that progress is being made.
Under the provisional agreement, Shell will evaluate two of Iran's largest oil fields, namely Azadegan and Yadavaran fields, near the Iraqi border, as well as Kish gas deposit in the Persian Gulf. Azadegan and Yadavaran oil fields are among the largest discoveries anywhere in the world over the past two decades, each containing an estimated 30 billion barrels of oil or more. Shell deal was signed shortly after the extension of anti-Iran sanctions by the U.S. Congress. The U.S. Senate has unanimously approved recently a legislation that extends by 10 years the ability of the United States to hit companies who do business with Iran with economic sanctions. The bill was first brought forward in 1996 during the first Clinton administration, when the U.S. Congress imposed economic sanctions on Iran to target its oil production. According to the act, all investments over $20 million in the Iranian oil sector were banned. Later, the investment ceiling reached $40 million. Several other oil companies, including Total and Schlumberger, have negotiated similar agreements with Iran, sending out a clear signal that they won't be deterred by the U.S. sanction regime. Republican U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has already railed against the Iran deal, pledging to tear up the agreement once he takes office.
I've been doing deals for a long time. I've been making lots of wonderful deals, great deals. That's what I do. Never, ever, ever in my life have I seen any transaction so incompetently negotiated as our deal with Iran. And I mean never.
Now, Ted and everybody. But the criticism is seen as a campaign rhetoric, mainly directed more at President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton than at the Iranians. Ironically enough, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated a Texan oil man for the Secretary of State, deemed as the most important post in the cabinet. Tillerson was the chairman and chief executive of ExxonMobil from 2006 to December 2016. He is also seen as a world-class oil dealmaker who does not believe in sanctions, describing them as an ineffective tool.
We do not support sanctions generally because we don't find them to be effective unless they are very well implemented comprehensively, and that's a very hard thing to do.
Tillerson has already expressed interest in U.S. oil companies' investments in Iran.
U.S. companies like ours are still unable to conduct business in Iran. A lot of our European competitors are in working actively. I don't know that we are necessarily at a disadvantage.
Tillerson's appointment as the Secretary of State could bring the backroom politics of the global oil industry into the heart of American foreign policy. With an increasing number of European and Asian oil groups approaching Iran, the U.S. majors, including ExxonMobil, have remained on the sidelines because of U.S. sanctions. The involvement of European and Asian oil majors in Iran is expected to increase pressure on the incoming U.S. government to allow U.S. companies to compete on equal terms. Iran is now emerging as a source of stability in the turbulent Middle East region, offering a magnet for investment. The Islamic Republic is seen as the only big country in the region that ends 2016 stronger, both economically and politically. The International Monetary Fund has forecasted a 6.6% economic growth for Iran in 2016 to 2017, while projecting a gloomy outlook for other oil-rich countries, including Tehran's regional rival, Saudi Arabia. The sharp decline in global crude prices has already taken a heavy toll on oil-reliant economies, including Saudi Arabia. The tumbling prices have widened Saudi budget shortfall into more than 20% of GDP. The monarchy has already imposed spending cuts in an effort to contain the budget shortfall that has ballooned to $120 billion. The U.S. allies' costly war in Yemen has exacerbated its economic woes. Saudi Arabia has spent billions of dollars in the war against the poorest Arab nation in the world. On November 30th, Saudis agreed to cut crude output as part of a deal by OPEC member states, which exempted Iran from the much-debated oil freeze plan. Much to the consternation of Saudis, Tehran was allowed to increase crude output to pre-sanctions levels of 4 million barrels per day. This was seen as yet another evidence attesting to Tehran's pivotal power in the oil cartel during the post-sanctions era. Saudi Arabia has consistently opposed the nuclear deal between Iran and the five permanent members of UN Security Council plus Germany, amid fears that it will strengthen Iran economically and allow it to increase its regional influence. But the damage seems to have already been done, with Iran turning into a stable investment magnet in the region. Many believe the U.S.-led sanctions against the country opened up an opportunity for Iran to get self-sufficient and make the economy more efficient. Iran is now set to maintain the momentum that has been generated through sanctions. The Iranian government has put economy of resistance on its agenda, implementing practical guidelines recommended by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Economy of resistance is indeed an export-based economy, which is aimed at reducing Iran's vulnerability to external sanctions by promoting domestic production maximal utilization of the country's resources. Years of U.S.-led economic sanctions have taught Iran a valuable lesson, and that is the country must stand on its own two feet to maintain its much-revered independence and sovereignty.